Okay, so get this, our deep dive today. Well, it starts with just a text. Like, that's it.
Uh-oh. Should I be worried?
Maybe, maybe not. Depends what you make of this. Knickerger human welfare job.
See, that's what I mean. That's not your everyday you've got mail moment. That's, well, it's cryptic, right?
Exactly. And that's the whole point of this deep dive. We're trying to figure out if we can squeeze any meaning out of this bizarre message.
Right. Because on the surface, you've got, what, three words, four at a push, and none of them are exactly giving us a clear narrative.
Okay, so let's break it down. First up, Knicker. What do we even make of that person, place, some secret code word we're supposed to know?
It's like the ultimate linguistic curveball.
Yeah.
And that's what makes it so fascinating, right? You've got these three distinct chunks that Nikur, then human welfare, which is its own can of worms, like are we talking social services, charities, some kind of philosophical statement even. And then bam, job gets tacked on the end.
And just like that, we're supposed to know what it all means. It's like, is this a cry for help? A shady business deal? A job offer at like the DMV of human kindness?
And this is where it gets really interesting, because without any context, the possibilities are pretty much endless. Imagine, right, you get this message from, say, your buddy who's really into volunteering.
Yeah.
You might think, oh, cool, maybe they need an extra hand at the soup kitchen.
Makes sense.
But then picture this same message, but you find it scribbled on a napkin, shoved in your back pocket, no clue how it got there. Totally different vibe.
Right.
Oh, 100%. Now we're talking creepy mystery note territory. And yeah, that definitely ramps up the what does it all mean
And
factor.
that's the thing, context is everything. But even without it, we can still try to wring some meaning out of this. It's a bit like detective work, really.
All right, so how do we even start? Do we like dust for fingerprints on our phones?
We could try that, but maybe let's start with the words themselves. If we're trying to decode this Nick Gore situation, and let's be honest, that's the real head scratcher here. The obvious assumption is it's a name, right? But what if it's not?
Wait, are we going full conspiracy theory here? Illuminati confirmed.
Hey, I'm just saying, keep an open mind. It could be an anagram, a code word.
Yeah.
Heck, maybe it's a typo and we're missing the real message entirely. But by even just considering these options, we're already flexing those critical thinking muscles.
So you're saying even if we never find out what Nagur really is, this whole thing's still been a worthwhile exercise?
Absolutely. Think about it. Every day, we're flooded with information, right? From news feeds to social media to just random stuff we overhear. And we're constantly having to make sense of it all. This little text, weird as it is, it reminds us to slow down, not jump to conclusions.
Okay, so it's like a brain workout disguised as a cryptic text message. I can get behind that.
Precisely.
Yeah.
It's that healthy dose of skepticism that, wait a minute, is this really what it looks like? That can save us from all sorts of misinformation pitfalls.
Because let's be real, there's a lot of that going around these days.
No kidding. But you see, that's the beauty of this crazy Nagur situation. It's not really about the answer, it's about the questions. It's that reminder that sometimes the most intriguing puzzles are the ones we may never fully solve.
Okay, so last question, and I'm going to put you on the spot here. You get this text. What's your next move? You going to pull a Sherlock or hit that block number button real quick?
Honestly, I'd probably sit on it for a while, let the mystery stew a bit, maybe do some digging, see if anything turns up. It's that what if factor, you know?
The allure of the unknown. I feel that.
Exactly. And that's what I hope our listeners take away from all of this. Whether it's a weird text message, a headline that seems too good to be true, or even just a rumor you hear on the street, remember, Nicker, human welfare job.
It's a reminder to think critically, to question everything, and maybe, just maybe, embrace the mystery of it all.
Well said.
That's all the time we have for today's deep dive. Thanks for listening.